Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and our Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out does go out to our active-duty military and veterans and EMS firefighters, police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you very much for helping keep America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our Publix and our UPS and our Volk Mail Center haulers out there hauling the mail all over the place. Goes for our Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers delivering those packages all across the United States as well. And, of course, to our suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. We thank them very much. And they're called suicide jockeys for an obvious reason. All righty. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We are streaming over there live right now. You can hear us all day long streaming the show, our most recent show. And Denise Simon, our next guest, happens to have over there a link to her website. Go over there, check it out, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Okay, that's that. All right, they're going back inside because they're a little chilly tonight. It's 60 degrees right now, 60 degrees. A little cool up there, is it?
A little bit.
Okay, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, we've got Iron Mike, who's been holding patiently on the telephone. So we're going to go over there and grab Iron Mike. Okay, good morning, Mr. Iron Mike. What's up?
This was specifically for you and Denise, and I waited till today, not yesterday, to call this. Names like Texaco, Coca-Cola, Disney, Union Pacific, they all have copyrights, and they charge for using their name.
Right.
And their trays and glasses and models and all these other things that are made in their name, they make a lot of money on them. Well, anyway, I used to subscribe in my investment days to Forbes magazine, and Forbes estimated their name, the Trump Organization name, was worth $2 billion. And the proof of this was there was a Trump Tower. There's several in New York City. They were the people that owned the condos were mostly wealthy liberals. And they decided when Trump became president to change the name to whatever tower and not Trump. And the resale value of those condos went down precipitously.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the other issue is next year there's going to be an election in Taiwan, mm-hmm. and the opposition is weak on China. And I believe that the Chinese will wait until then and do all this intimidation in the meantime to try to get rid of that gal that's running it now, and she thinks highly of her. Anyway, that's it.
All right, thanks, Iron Mike. We'll see you for lunch. All right, what do you think, Denise?
Well, he's right about the Trump Organization name. It has had a lot of value, and that is the reason that he designed the business around leasing. Most of the buildings are not necessarily his, but he has an investment in them. Mm-hmm. And because his name was worth so much, they had some kind of a use of his name on the building.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you do arenas and whatnot. The same principle.
Mm.
Yes, so good observation.
All right, very good. Now, moving along here, because we got some other stuff that obviously is in the middle of everything here, direct messages on Twitter may not have been quite as private and secure as users were led to believe, unfortunately, by the previous owner. What is going on here?
Well, that's true. So every single message, whether it was a direct message or a private message on Twitter, are not encrypted. So not only were Twitter employees have full access, but so did any agency, investigative agency. I would call that an illegal search and seizure, personally.
Uh-huh.
To the point where it was rather shocking and stunning to Elon Musk. And so now they're working to offer a toggle
okay.
encryption button on that.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon 2. I shall return.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain on Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, good food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I will, Kyle. Thank you very much. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurance insurer in the country. Now, they insure over 27 million drivers, and they've been in business for 85 years. Pretty solid financial ground, if you ask me. Now, you can go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can click on the page where it says check for rates, and you'll be able to find out what your car or your truck will be worth that you're driving in terms of insurance. You'll also be able to find out what happens when you bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, if you happen to have any of those, to your car insurance. Now, in addition, there is another way to save big money, and that is with the help of your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. That will save you a lot of money at Geico. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we found out yesterday that a lot of those agents that they were going to hire, that they were going to fire, got hired, and they were actually working with people, helping them with their tax returns. Some 80,000 of them, we were told.
You mean it over at the IRS?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I guess, is that the way they're learning how to do things when they send them out on the road, or what?
We don't know all of that, but we're going to have to rely on a few, either in the House or in the Senate, to you know, keep digging here and tell us what, you know, they're uncovering. I think one of the people that are really on top of it is Senator Ted Cruz. So he also has a podcast called, I think, The Verdict. Mm-hmm. And in that, they tackled several things, just like the matter of what's going on with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they also say that the ones that is going to hurt the most is the lower and middle class taxpayers.
Correct.
So just keep your seatbelt fastened, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Now, we do also have House Speaker McCarthy, who's pitching a budget cut for the debt limit vote. And mm-hmm. yesterday, our friend Greg Cluxton filed this report, so we're going to listen to it.
Is not an option. He accused President Biden of being missing in action and pledged to pass legislation to raise the debt limit, but only if coupled with a cap on future federal spending. However, the White House cried foul, accusing McCarthy of dangerous economic hostage-taking. Mr. Biden wants Republicans to approve a debt ceiling increase with no strings attached, as they did when Donald Trump was president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay.
One of the pledges in order for McCarthy to become House Speaker was taking on government spending,
mm-hmm.
and that included the debt ceiling. It is not a new condition that the Republicans in the House and McCarthy have put forward of raising the debt ceiling with a caveat to it. We have to do it, but there should be at least a handful of consequences on the other side, which is what McCarthy is saying. Now, McCarthy was in New York yesterday, and interestingly enough, in his speech, he said that the White House has not reached out or spoken to McCarthy in 75 days. Now, that is 75 days ago was when McCarthy actually went over to the White House and spoke to Biden on the debt ceiling. So for the White House to come back with some kind of retort yesterday about economic hostage-taking is not something, or extortion, is not something that Biden would ever say. That is the handlers in the White House saying that. But look, we have found, ladies and gentlemen, we've got unspent COVID money in the billions and billions. And then a lot of COVID money went to people or organizations that didn't use it for COVID. They used it for all kinds of other nonsense, which should be a real clawback and get that money back too. And then, you know, we have all of these other earmarks and all these other things that are happening, and that is what the Republicans in the House, who control the purse, are trying to stop. And this administration doesn't want any part of that. They want to keep spending. And if you listen to any of the Democrats here in the last couple of weeks, they don't care about spending at all. They don't care about debt, which is absolutely remarkable. So McCarthy is sitting in right where he needs to be, and the White House can call it anything they want, but he's got to hold stern, and I think he will.
Well, yeah, and all that's going to do is hurt some more people.
Well, you know, if they don't stop some of this spending, I mean, our interest payments are in the trillions themselves. That's how bad things are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Irish Fred is saying, down in Fort Lauderdale, saying, welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
He says, it's cold here, cold for us down there in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, well,
yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, not warm.
It is a little nippy. It's 60 degrees flat out here at the moment.
Yeah.
Where we're at.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, getting back to looking at some stuff here. The Taliban in Afghanistan are still killing Afghan civilians. And they are trying to blame it all on the ISIS-K fight, trying to make it look like they got this big battle going with ISIS and they're killing all these civilians. why on earth won't they just tell the truth?
Well, why should they? Lies work, even for the terrorists. But it's the same thing that, you know, happens in Syria. There's still bombing going on in Syria from time to time. A lot of people don't necessarily understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So where's Erdogan of Turkey? You know, he was the one that was most concerned about what was happening in Syria. And where is, you know, the leadership out of the Department of Defense saying that they have, what is it they call, over-the-horizon abilities in mm-hmm. Afghanistan? And we don't hear anybody doing anything. When we still have Americans in country that have been wanting to get out. So I think there's yet another hearing on Afghanistan. It may be today or tomorrow. And the State Department has been slow walking or denying any kind of document request when it comes to House oversight. So, yeah, this one's not finished yet, ladies and gentlemen. It could get interesting.
Let's find out what Bagabbin Bob has to say. Okay there, Bagabbin Bob, what's up?
Yes, Captain. My ask, Denise, is this spending, and if they don't cut down spending, this was the first stages of hyperinflation, and the second thing is these flash teen mobs. This stuff is, they don't really stop some of this in some cities. It might spread to other cities and stuff because they see that nothing happens to them, then they'll do it. All right, that's it.
Well, it already is spreading to other cities.
On the first question, the answer is some of these experts on Wall Street, regardless of what their political persuasion is, are predicting getting higher inflation toward the end of this year. These flash mobs that are doing what they're doing in Chicago and Los Angeles and whatnot, those are coordinated on apps like WhatsApp. So it's been going on for quite some time in major cities. But, you know, things like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or the San Francisco Chronicle and whatnot, Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, they don't even bother to report it. It's not a big deal for them. Kind of like that shooting that we just had that they won't release the manifesto, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, someday we'll get it. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. While charges from a grand jury are not being brought against 8 Akron, Ohio police officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker, a lawyer for the Walker family said their investigation is just beginning.
There's no accountability here, and we will not stand for that. We will not tolerate that, and nobody should tolerate that.
The family of Jaylen Walker said they want peaceful demonstrations. Akron's mayor has asked that all protests remain civil and nonviolent. Walker's death at the hands of police last June led to nationwide protests. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to launch his run for the Democratic nomination for president this week in Boston. Kennedy announced that he'll make the formal announcement Wednesday at Boston's Park Plaza Hotel. Kennedy says he's the only person who can bridge the divide and fix the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where there are two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. For more information, go to their online presence, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
So, Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida is at it again. By at it again, here's what I mean. He is pushing Biden, Joe Biden, to reveal the U.S. troop presence in the Ukraine. A new resolution forwarded by Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida would force President Joe Biden to unveil how many United States troops are currently deployed in Ukraine. Now, Breitbart reported on Monday that Gaetz would forward the measure after classified Pentagon documents leaked online, showing at least 29 Department of Defense personnel were stationed there last month. Now, the Biden administration said other allied countries have been misleading the world, on the State of the Union war in Ukraine. Gaetz said the outlet noting that Biden had extremely previously claimed that the no U.S. troops were in the country was wrong. Now, there must be a total transparency from this administration to the American people when they seem to be gathering war and gambling war status with a nuclear advisory by having some suicide forces, special forces too, operating in the Ukraine on both sides of the gamut. So we don't know what's going on. Gates wants to propose and already has submitted a resolution to have that troop level checked on to see who is in fact in Ukraine. Now, I don't have any problem with that, and I don't think anybody listening to the program would either, because even though Gates is a pain in the you-know-what sometimes, he does get the job done when it comes to asking some of the tough questions out there. Now, can he do more? Maybe. Maybe. But I doubt he will. By the way, for you guys and gals in the Navy, they have revealed they have 5 design options for the new National Naval Museum. That's pretty interesting. We'll see how long it takes for them to get that up and operating. Now, the U.S. helicopter raid recently made in Syria targeted an Islamic State leader. I'm not sure if they got him or if they captured him or whatever, but they did come out of Syria with an ISIS leader, and it also killed one or two others. So we'll see what kind of information they can gain. By the way, the U.S. once again sailed another warship through the Taiwan Straits after China's drills, and China warned the U.S. again of, don't do that, don't do that. Well, they're in international waters, so they can't tell them not to do that, even though there's been threats on their ships to literally blow them out of the water. I certainly hope that would not be the case, because this game of playing chicken, somebody is going to falter. And when they do, that's when accidents happen. We don't want an accident happening to any of our ships or any of our crews. Now, here's one for you. 61% say the economy worsened in the last year. I wonder if that's the 61% that's suffering under Joe Biden right now, of which about half of them want Joe Biden gone. Couple that in with a big mix with the Democratic National Committee, and they're kind of on the ropes because they're not forecasting that we turn Joe Biden loose or that we let him go back to these countries where he's facing war crimes, something like that. They think we should just let him go do his thing. Well, we'll see, because they are going to go after him, I've been told, for the town hall report that you heard about coming down the end of the hallway here where I'm at. Probably in about an hour. And then also, there's another report yet to be divulged to the public, which has to be verified. There's too much stuff in there to just toss it out there and say, here's this, 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 and this. It absolutely positively has to be verified because of the nature of what we're talking about. And I can tell you that there is some internet stuff trying to start out on the net too, so it's going to get interesting for sure. It's going to get interesting. And the other thing is, when you have situations like you do with our group, The emails are very long. And somebody told me, they said, the longer you make the email, the more easier it is to find you because they chop off all the words except for the first two, and that's how they constantly find out who you are and where you are. Okay, well, what am I going to do about it? Nothing. Now, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, would be more than happy to train you into becoming an aviation maintenance tech facility person. Talked to somebody yesterday who wanted to know about the finances. And I told him, I said, well, are you a veteran? Yeah. I said, well, you don't have anything to worry about. Once they accept you, your VA bill will kick in and they'll pay your education. Guy thought it was great. Well, it is great. Especially in the areas where you got the dog covered up. For the people that are out there, security officers with the dogs. And there's plenty of them around yet. You'll see them when you see the embassies, which you'll see a lot of pictures of the embassies this weekend. And a special shout out to all the men and women right now in harm's way in the Army, in the Navy, in the Air Force, in the Space Force, in the Marine Corps, in the Merchant Marine. Special shout out to all of you for the job you're doing to keep America free and safe. We appreciate it. If nobody else does, we do. So you can count on that. And also, as I told you, we're going to keep our eyes on the prize here. Namely, what's transpiring with this Chinese police department. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. Maybe you have, but I haven't. So, we're going to keep our eyes and ears open and see what we can find out for you. I'm adjusting, trying to adjust the computer here on the fly. Let's see if I can get it to work right. Come on. All right, there it goes. Okay, just in time. All right, hang in there. We should have Chris Markowski calling in today to talk about the world according to Hoyle. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. And before I get over to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, and their Acura dealership. Now, Moss Acura, their dealership happens to be right up there on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. And there's a whole bunch of car dealers up in there, and Moss is mixed into the middle of it. But that's what we call Car City Row up there in North Tampa, off North Florida. Now, remember, if you serve, you save at Moss Family Automotive. That means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're fire, whether you're police, you get special treatment and special rates for that service of yours, as well as church pastors. So stop by, see them, or check them out on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And see what they can do for you. They just might save you a bunch of money, but they have a number of other people. All right, joining us right now, and we're going to try to make it easy on him because he's having a little problem with some coughing. That would be Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, somebody else told me honey.
Yeah.
Get the honey into the mix. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now, it appears as if homeowners, home builders, are not seeing a credit crunch around the countryside. It appears that homes are still being built.
Well, yeah, again, banks are still want to lend money, and obviously they're going to be a little bit more careful as far as lending money for homes. it's most certainly been the case since the year 2008-2009. You're not having the same type of, no doc loans and no income, no job, no asset type stuff that we had back then. And, if you have money to put down and, you're going to be able to get money if you have a good credit score.
Right. And I'm seeing some more people in some different areas moving in from all around the countryside. I mean, you see the plates every day down here in the moving vans and the U-Hauls and whatnot. And they're coming in here, and they sound like as if they're not bringing their state's voting habits with them if they come from a blue state. These are people that just want to get the hell out and get back into the United States of America.
Yeah, I hope that's going to be the case. There's always the rub sometimes when you get people coming from other areas is that they leave and then they bring their politics don't align actually with them. But I think when you come to a place when you see how well it's run and you know, certainly coming from certain blue states with high taxes, just the utter shock value of not paying those high state taxes, I think, will kind of, maybe rub people the right way in regards to who they're going to decide to vote for. Florida right now, in particular, with all the people moving down there, there's going to be some rub, and you guys are experiencing it now with some of the cultural stuff that's going on with DeSantis, but I think it's kind of work its way through the mix.
Mm. Now, Walmart, Target, and some other retailers are shuttering their stores due to the overwhelming thefts that are hitting them. Best Buy is another one that's involved in this. And this is all over the country, wherever this overwhelming uptick in crime is happening.
Well, I guess, prior to this, they didn't find it politically expedient to shut these stores down. They were too worried about being called racist for moving or shutting down stores in bad neighborhoods. And they don't care anymore. I mean, in particular, you talk about those Walmarts that they shut down in Chicago. I mean, they've been losing millions upon millions of dollars. This is a factor when it comes to inflation too. Loss prevention and all these things, they don't even really prevent it anymore. They just let people walk out the store with all these things, and then the store takes the loss, but then they pass that loss on to everybody else, because they price it into their products. You have no choice. This is a problem. This is why you want to encourage stores to have security and keep them safe, because it keeps the prices down for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a call right now. Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Just wanted to say that most of the people up in those blue states and stuff can't afford to come down here. It's just a few elites. And the people that are solid people up there are the ones that are coming down. And the second thing I wanted to ask is, how does Murkowski think that we are going to pay the interest on the national debt if we keep borrowing and borrowing? Won't that lead to hyperinflation? Want to get his take on that. All right, bye.
What do you think, Chris?
We looks like it's close to $800 billion in debt right now, and it's going to go much higher. I mean, this is obviously an issue. The hyperinflation, I don't know about so much hyperinflation, but there's no doubt about, right, we've got our fiscal issues moving forward, and we're already starting to see countries around the globe say, hey, you know what, maybe we'll go to alternative, a bit of a de-dollarization when it comes to trade around the globe. But I've got a different take on this, and I actually think that that's good. I think I'll force our hand. The fact that we have been the reserve currency for the globe has allowed us to spend like this, and this ridiculous profligate spending, and maybe, some of the competition around the globe, when competition breeds excellence, will force our hand to actually look to get rid of deficits and then slowly but surely knock down the debt. We shall see. It all depends on who we vote for, because you're not really seeing much when it comes to spending on either side of the aisle.
Now, the factory activity in New York reportedly, unexpectedly surged in April. Now, this is coming from a survey from the federal, let's see, who is this, from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that showed that the business was actually up at these banks.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday too. It was a major shock to, in regards to, you know, they were expecting a downward revision. Actually, was much, much higher. I haven't looked into the internals yet, and a lot of these things, again, these are manufacturing surveys. Sometimes stuff, you know, comes up that's seasonal. So it can change drastically depending upon, you know, how they go about putting these numbers into their models. It's good to see the manufacturers pick up. I mean, we're seeing that around the country. We're definitely seeing some more manufacturing here in the United States and more plants, being entered little by little. It's going to take some time. Overall still, you know, the economies, you know, the different parts of the country are showing different numbers, where New York's was strong, Philadelphia's was really weak. It's hard to get a good read on what's going on with manufacturing overall here in the United States.
Now, big tech is continuing to mass layoffs while hiring thousands of foreign workers. They're replacing their American workers with people that are coming in from overseas, wherever that overseas might happen to be.
Well, I mean, there's always been certain, H-1B visas, where people are coming over and working. I don't know, you know, what the influx is right now. It would seem to me to be almost counterintuitive, you know, right now, especially with the job market, and you're starting to see layoffs in some of these technology companies out of, not so much, you know, it's out of necessity, out of just that they're overhired for a certain period of time. It's hard to see. Again, we've got a very tight labor market still here in the United States as far as job openings are concerned. Look at the JOLTS report, and we also look at the unemployment numbers. So, again, I don't know if these are certain specific jobs or a difficult time finding Americans to actually do the work. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows is right, because we certainly don't, and it's like taking a big guess out of the woodwork, so to speak. Now, we also know that while there are plenty of big corporations that are still putting money into a lot of different political campaigns or whatnot, not everybody falls in that category. So I guess we'll have to continue this the next time. But just real quick, about 10 seconds, what do you think about that?
Where the money's going right now to certain politicians?
Yes.
I think a lot of the big money guys are actually holding their powder dry, waiting to see where it's going to wash out.
All righty, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Hope you feel better.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And got some coughing going on there. He'll be better, and I'll be better. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.